You're listening to the Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
Yeah. So our lives have changed a little bit, a lot, actually, over the past couple of months. And everybody that's listened to the show from the beginning, or even if you've just started tuning in new and we're fresh, we've got a big show and things are really hectic and full on, and we're working lots and kind of loving it. And what comes with all of that in our choice of career is this profile thing, which is now that people start to kind of know a bit more about you. We still are sharing the same amounts we were sharing on this show, but to a very big audience. And that's great. And so I suppose the one thing that I was always mindful of, because I've got this online background, I've always been really protective over the community that was established from this podcast online. And the really lovely, I guess, sentiment that we had doing the show was to air your, I guess, your thoughts, have a really open, comfortable space where women could chat. And no bullshit, no bitchiness, no nastiness. It's a real and funnily enough, at this level that we were at, we were able to achieve that for a couple of years. Like, we've, you know, got 12,000 likes on followers, whatever, on our Facebook page, and lots more podcast listeners. But I think there's been our own little bubble. It hasn't been ginormous, but it's been enough for us to make a bit of a splash.
And there never really has been anybody really that really writes shit or is neg just for the, you know, just trolls. And we probably have been pretty lucky based on, I think, some of the shit that we talk about and putting yourself out there.
I don't know if it's luck. I think we've actually set a really good tone. I think we've been lucky and we were able to control that, that we don't, every time we go in for things, it's never been to be controversial. We've always shared just as much personally as we would if we were talking about someone else's personal life. We share so much so we can kind of counteract. It's not like sometimes I feel like people get defensive for others when you're a journalist making massive statements or massive opinions on others and you're not really sharing. I think we've almost got this kind of vibe where it's always a conversation. We're sharing, we're kind of talking about other things, and there's that vibe there. Now that this has turned up a bit, it's not always – well, I don't know if it's not going to be, but I don't know if we're going to have that vibe for much longer. And we did a podcast a couple of weeks ago. It went up and we just had some nasty comments. Things are starting to get even a bit more hectic with obviously the show. And I'm just really feeling a bit apprehensive about it. I think for the very first time, it's not about the content we/I share about my life I feel that I'm worried about. It's not even about my family and friends listening actually as much, because I think I was able to address a lot of that when we started doing live shows and we were writing articles, and slowly but surely I think I've been able to address a few of those issues along the way. So it's not so much that, it's more about this lovely, safe women's bubble that we've had. And what we saw from this particular episode and the people that came across were nasty and a bit bitchy and a bit opinionated, and the kind of girls that I not only avoid in my personal life but have avoided to attract with Thinker Girl and everything we do with the Thinker Girls and everyone that we choose to work with here on our team, here on other projects, and everything the brand stands for. And I just don't think we can control that forever. And I'm not sad. Fuck no. It's such an exciting time. But I am apprehensive, because the reality is, and we are massive celebrators of women on this show, there are a lot that want to fucking take you down.
And there are a lot of insecure chicks.
You know what I think it is? The bigger that you get, or the more that you're doing and the more that you're out there, like visible to people or that people can hear you, I think the more individuals think that they have a right to be able to kind of have a bit of a crack or tear a bit of a shred off.
So you're becoming slowly dehumanized sometimes too, the bigger you get.
I think, I don't know.
In other people's eyes.
And it might be different elements of everything. I think you're right, Carmen.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/ThinkerGirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.